This week we will discuss Lag BaOmer. On the day Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was preparing to leave this world, he told his son Reb Elazar and the Talmidim who were gathered around him, "Now is an auspicious time, and I will reveal holy secrets that I have never yet disclosed, so that I arrive in Olam Haba without reason for embarrassment. I see that today is special, for Hashem and all the Tzaddikim are rejoicing in my celebration, my Hilula." He instructed his Talmud Rebbe Abba to write, Rebbe Elazar to repeat it, and the rest of the Talmidim to listen carefully, and then reveal to them the section of the Zohar known as Idra Zuta. At that time, the Kedusha of Rebbe Shimon was so great that none of the Talmidim were able to gaze at him, and throughout the day, a fire surrounded the house, preventing anyone from approaching it. Rebbe Abba recalls, "I was in the middle of writing, when in the middle of quoting a pasuk, Reb Shimon stopped at the word Chaim. I waited, wanting to continue, but did not raise my head to see why Reb Shimon had stopped, for I was unable to look at the great light that was shining around him. Suddenly, I heard a voice call out a pasuk with the word Chaim, and then another voice called out another pasuk. I fell to the ground and wept. When the fire and the light departed, I saw that the great light Reb Shimon had passed away. He was lying on his right side, and his face was smiling." Soon afterwards, residents of the village Sipoiri came to take their Rabshbi to bury him in their village, but the inhabitants of Meron chased them away. Meanwhile, the bed now outside the house raised itself in the air while a fire burned in front of it. A voice rang out, "Come and gather for the Hilula of Reb Shimon." Upon entering the cave where he would be buried, another voice was heard coming from within the cave, "This man shakes up the world, and many adversaries in Shamayim are silenced because of him. And Hashem is praised with him daily. Fortunate is his portion, both above and below." On Lag BaOmer, Rashbi was illuminated with the light of Mashiach, thereby attaining the highest level of his lifetime, and revealed it partially to his Talmidim. Hence, Lag BaOmer is a day of revelation of Pnimius HaTorah, the inner aspects of the Torah. The Arizal said that it is a mitzvah to rejoice on Lag BaOmer because Rashbi called his yahrzeit a celebration. This joy is relevant to every Yid, for Rashbi protects the entire world from judgment. This day is also joyous because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. As a result of this special day, they began to relate to each other with proper respect. A Talmid of the Arizal, Rabbi Avram Halevi Galanti, was a Gilgul of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who had prophesied the Churban, and therefore constantly mourned over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Every single day he would add the Tefillah of Nachem and Davening, which is usually said only on Tisha B'Av. On Lag BaOmer, the Arizal and his Talmidim went to the Rashbi's Kever, and Rabbi Avraham said Nachem as he usually did. When he finished Davening, the Arizal told him, "I have just seen the Rashbi standing by his Kever, and he said to me, 'Tell this man, why are you saying Nachem on a joyous day? Soon you will need to be comforted.'" Less than a month later, Reb Avraham's son passed away. The Rebbe infers from this story that in a certain aspect, Lag BaOmer is greater than Shabbos and Yom Tov, when Reb Avraham did not have to refrain from reciting Nachem. The Gaon Reb Yonasan Eibeshitz cautions to make good use of the holy day and not waste it on foolishness. Similarly, in a letter to his Chassidim prior to Lag BaOmer, the Alter Rebbe writes, "Rejoice on the day of Rashbi's celebration, because we drink from his wellsprings in Chassidus. You should celebrate by singing praises to Hashem from Tehillim, and not Chas V'Shalom through silliness." Lag BaOmer was an exceptional Yom Tov by the Mittler Rebbe. Upon arriving in Lubavitch, he reenacted the minhag of celebrating Lag BaOmer in a field outside the city with a light suda and l'chaim. The Rebbe would also say L'chaim, something he could not usually do due to health reasons, and the Chassidim would sing and dance. The Rebbe would perform miracles, benching many childless women to have sons who will grow up to be true Chassidim. Though he usually sent these requests to his brother Rebbe Chaim Avraham, on Lag BaOmer he would bench them himself. People waited all year long for Lag BaOmer. The Rebbe would say a maimer and would ask the Alter Chassidim to relate their Lag BaOmer memories of previous years and share words of Torah and stories that were related then. Even after the Rebbe left, the Chassidim would continue to farbring until the evening. At a Suda Shabbos in the home of Rebbetzin Rivka prior to Lag BaOmer Tofreish Nun Vav, the Chassid Reb Hendel related, from the time that the two Chassidish land managers settled near Lubavitch, the celebration was held on their grounds, together with a large and festive Suda. A week or two before Lag BaOmer, a Goyro would be drawn to decide whose field would be used. Whoever had the schus of hosting the celebration would invite the Yoishvim, the men who sat and learned full-time in the Rebbe's Beis Medrash, and the guests to come on Erev Lag BaOmer. And after an early mincha, a full suda of fish and meat would be served. During the suda, Maimorim would be taught, Chassidish stories told, and we would sing and dance. Generally, the Chassidim would remain awake the entire night, and then early in the morning we would daven shachris together with a minyan, at length, ba'arichas. At 11 o'clock, a milcha kesuda and l'chaim would be served, and then from 3 o'clock, we would eagerly await the arrival of the Tzemach Tzedek. The entire winter of Tofresh Dalid, the Rebbe forbade the Chassidim to come to Lubavitch due to a libel of the Maskilim, and said Chassidus only 6 times throughout the winter. On Shabbos HaGadol, the Tzemach Tzedek said Chassidus publicly and permitted the Chassidim to visit Lubavitch. For Lag BaOmer that year, approximately 400 guests arrived, with the great Chassidim Reb Isaac Humler and Reb Hillel Paracher at their head. On the Shabbos before Lag BaOmer, the Rebbe said 3 Maimorim, and the joy was incredible. That year, the last of the Bahab fast fell out on Erev Lag BaOmer. However, the great Rabbanim present paskind that because of the great Simcha, the fast would be held only until Mincha, and then they would have the customary Suda. Due to the great joy, the day passed quickly, and the following afternoon the Rebbe participated for 2 hours and said a Maimer. Ever since his arrival in America, the Rebbe would lead rallies for children on Yomim Tovim near 770. At these rallies, the Rebbe would speak, arousing the children to increase in Torah and mitzvahs connecting with that Yom Tov. Such a rally would be held when Lag BaOmer came out on Sunday, for many Yiddish children attended public school and were then able to join. Beginning in the year Tovshin Tes Zayin, a parade was incorporated into the rally. The children holding posters with Yiddish messages would march past the Rebbe down Eastern Parkway, making a tremendous impact on the non-Frum Yidden living there. The rally would usually begin at 10 a.m. with a talk by Rabbi Yossi Goldstein on the significance of the day, followed by some stories. Afterwards, there would be several songs and raffles. Then, at about 11 a.m., the Rebbe would come out and the psukim would be recited. The Rebbe would then speak to the children about the day, taking lessons from Rashbi on how to strengthen Yiddishkeit in our day-to-day life. The Rebbe would speak close to an hour, pausing at intervals for Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Hecht to translate into English. Afterwards, the parade would begin. Starting from Tovshin Lamed, the parade would be led by floats, trucks displaying a Yiddish message on their bed. This would be followed by marching bands from the local schools. Then all the children would march past the Rebbe displaying posters with selected messages. The Rebbe would watch the entire procedure, commenting on contents of the floats and waving to the passing children. In those years that the Rebbe did not attend, the Rebbe insisted that the parade held in honor of Rashbi on the holy day should not be compromised. The Rebbe would visit the oil each year in Lag BaOmer, and on some years the Rebbe farbringed. In Eretz Yisrael, many have the minog to go to the Kever of Rashbi in Meiron to daven and celebrate there. There is a minog on this day to light bonfires representing the light of Rashbi. People would purchase the schus of the bonfire lighting in Meiron and other places. The Rebbe Rashab purchased the lighting in Hebron a number of times. Many sing special piyutim which include praises of Rashbi. The Rebbe said, though the Rebbeim did not sing them, they would think them. The Rebbe said, it has been an age-old minog of Lag BaOmer to take the children out to the field where the meaning of the day is explained to them. They are given sweets and they play with bows and arrows. These Lag BaOmer activities should add in the chinuch of the children, causing them to shine in Torah and Yiddishkeit. The Tzaddik Reb Mendel of Rimanov explains that the game of bow and arrow is played because no rainbow, a sign of Hashem's anger, was seen during the lifetime of Rashbi, for he protected the entire generation. Reb Mendel's Talmud, the Tzaddik Reb Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov, the Bnei Yisachar, further explains this game. According to what is written in Zohar, that an especially bright rainbow shows on the imminent revelation of the light of Mashiach, being that this light is revealed in the Zohar to some extent, we play the bow and arrow. The Rebbe explains the connection to the Talmidim of Cheder. An arrow can attack the enemy even from a distance. This alludes to those matters of Kedusha which defeat the Yetzirah in advance, meaning davening and staka, allowing the person to learn Torah undisturbed. In a letter to all Yiddish children, the Rebbe writes, on the day of Lag BaOmer, you should assemble to mention Rashbi and his greatness, to discuss his teachings, and to firmly commit to fulfill them with joy. In addition, you should organize a parade in your area to publicize your connection to Torah, like Rashbi, whose primary occupation was Torah. The zechus of Rashbi will help you fulfill Torah and mitzvahs with joy and bring the geula soon. At a parade, the Rebbe said that we must learn from the primary trait of Rashbi of learning Torah in a manner of Torosoi Umenosoi. Torah was his only occupation. The Rebbe explained that everyone should, in a similar manner, dedicate themselves entirely to Torah, so that even when doing other things, it is noticeable that one's profession is Torah. This is particularly relevant to children who have no other concerns to worry about. Another lesson we must take is to increase in Avas Yisroel and the learning of Pnimius HaTorah, which was revealed by Rashbi.